NBC Thursday Night Comedy Reviews for the night of the 27th of October 2011, in order. Community was pretty good, which for a Community episode is not that good. It squandered its opportunity to, you know what, this is not as funny when it's not in a tweet. In a tweet, I have to be really, really curt about it, and at least the bluntness there, it has some potential for comedy, right? But here I have 5 whole minutes to go on about 3 shows, and that means I, you know, I have too much opportunity to just go into great detail about what I thought about each show, and I'm going to be way too nitpicky and not funny, just lame. Community was pretty good, but I wish they had made Shirley look better, because they have a lot of opportunities to do more nuanced depictions of Christians on network television. Yeah, okay, so what was after that? Parks and Rec. It was while watching Parks and Rec that the girl who was in the same room as me with the TV asked me to turn it down. So I turned on the subtitles, and I had the sound down, and I was also, like, paying attention to my computer at the time, so I didn't really catch everything. But Aubrey Plaza is super hot, as always. And it was pretty good. I can really relate to the what's-his-face storyline about being near a party in your house that you don't really want to be involved in, but you feel too, you know what? Me and that character have a lot in common, besides how handsome we are. The Office, again, I had closed captioning on, I had the sound turned down, it was a weird way to watch it, and I wasn't completely paying attention. I was disappointed at how the Andy and Aaron thing turned out. Spoiler alert. And the kid was kind of funny. I like it when Dwight gets to play off someone in a not totally, like, just jerky way. But the thing at the end where the CEO guy tells that story, that was so, I don't know what they're trying to do there. It was not, jeez. Anyway, all this stuff on Parks and Recreation that was happening at not the Halloween party, what's the point? Do a dang episode about a Halloween party. We can put the election storyline on hold forever. Just forget about it until the episode where it's the actual election and then she wins or loses. Do you think she's going to win or do you think she's going to lose? Because I feel like if she actually gets on city council, which I think is what she's running for, then she can't be in charge of or even a deputy in the Parks and Recreation Department. So she's going to have to lose the election, right? Huh. I'm glad that Entertainment 720 got shut down, because I think that was going to end up spreading the story a little thin. We need it to be a story about local government and not a crazy person, a totally unrealistic airplane hangar thing. That part just, it's goofy, but it had the Detlev Shrimp thing going on, so that's nice. It was okay while it lasted. I don't like John Ralphio. I should say that in every Thursday night comedy review. Don't like John Ralphio. With 18 seconds left, I'm going to start to talk about Whitney, and then I'm gonna draw this out so that at the very end I get cut off. So let's see how I can do this. I started watching Whitney, and then I remembered that I had something better